Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Luke 21:26. Recently, there were congressional hearings concerning UFOs, unidentified flying objects, which now are called UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomenon. And under either name, they are considered to be something that is not of the earth and unexplainable. Why then is there suddenly a releasing of information on these when it has actually been claimed that there have been both vehicle and remains in custody for many years? Why now? Many ask, why? When so many other things are heating up and biblically falling into place, does the government come out and give time and attention to this topic? Is it another diversion to distract us, or to keep or take us to another level of fear? And what exactly do they have hidden? And will they use it against us, given the opportunity? And who are they? It made me begin to think about the days to come and the lengths that will be gone to in order to usher in the lawless one, and of the deceit that is being fed us daily about every facet of life, and the separation of powers between those who yield it and those who don't. As painful as it is for us to watch, to listen to, and to see, I encourage you to take a moment and picture what it must look like and sound and be like for the Lord to hear and see and watch as all this is taking place before Him. What pain we must cause Him as He watches us kill and destroy each other in so many ways. What pains He took, the sacrifice of His Son, to set us free from the chains of sin, and yet He finds us walking voluntarily up to the wall, to the post, to the tower, and allowing ourselves to be, if we are truthful here, some of us can be found putting the chains on ourselves, as we allow sin to rule in our lives, and we deny the one true, the one sure thing in life, Jesus Christ. And we cause the Lord to regret creating us. For the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil all the time. And the Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. Genesis 6:5-6, and how early in the history of man we caused pain to our Creator. It is a simple thing, though, for Satan to set up a lie, to convince someone that something is real that's not, or that you saw or heard something that you really didn't, to perceive or to judge someone else's intent or lack of, a new role of policing thoughts. Satan knows the rapture approaches, and what may be happening now with the release of the UAP information at this time may very well be just another one of his schemes and snares to get people looking up towards the heavens. But what are they looking for? It's not the return of Christ they're looking for, but aliens and spaceships, things not of this world. Coming is the evil one's army. And he attacks from all sides, and many have taken their focus off of God, and it is not Christ's return that they focus on with joy and anticipation, but, rather, they look with dread and fear for something else that will appear to come from the heavens. In Luke 21:25-28, Jesus tells the people, "There will be signs in the sun, the moons, and the stars, on the earth. And nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and the tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what's coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And at that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Jesus is telling us to look up. But it is what we are looking for or towards that will determine what we see and what we miss. When the rapture occurs, the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise, and then those who are still alive will meet with them and him in the air, and they will go into heaven and celebrate the wedding feast of Christ and his bride, the church. And only those who are in Christ will hear the trumpet sound. The rest of the world, those that are left behind, will run to or cling to any explanation offered to them, as it will be presented as being for their protection, since they will not acknowledge the rapture, but note the disappearances of the people. There will be many left behind who won't be able to function because they just won't know what to do, where to go, or what to think. They will be fair game for the hunter. And he, like many that we have heard express it today, will never let an opportunity go to waste. So, will this be a greater time of activity, of the appearance of heavenly beings, beings from another world, another dimension? Absolutely. The spiritual realm will be spitting out all that is evil, and it will pour out over the earth as the preparation begins to take place for the final battle between good and evil. And there will be many after the rapture of the church who were found by Jesus to be sitting on the fence that will have called to their remembrance this time, this event that was prophesied long ago, and now the truth of it is made known to them. But will they submit in truth their hearts to Christ, or will they in anger turn because they believed themselves to be good, and they now find that their self-perceived goodness would not take them home? Jesus could, would have, and yet can draw them to himself if they will truly believe in him and not in themselves or man and his ways. Are these phenomena just another apple in the garden, a last attempt to get people to look away from God, from Jesus' return, a distraction? We don't know all that was given life during creation. We're just now discovering things of the deep, now being able to descend into the depths of its darkness and surviving its intense pressures from the dangers of its crushing weight on anything that enters into it, as it protects what is hidden below. It sounds so much like an image of sin. There are claims of UFOs under the water and reports of those that have been seen flying across the horizon. What are these things? Are they one of many mysteries to be revealed or a lie created to deter and distract? It is recorded that God created the heavens and the earth, that he knows all things above, on, and below its surface, and nowhere do we read of other beings than that of the Nephilim, of fallen angels, Satan's minions. There is a point to be made in all of this, and that is to not let yourself be deceived and to test your distractions. His word tells you to test and take captive our thoughts and what we see and hear of the spirits around us. Get your house in order, not the four walls that shelter you from the elements of both nature and of man, but you yourself, the temple that houses the Spirit of the Lord. These days, every word counts. Every word matters, for they are read into, analyzed, interpreted, and then labeled. The way you think about things, talk about them, what you believe can and will in all probability bring hardships upon you, especially if it is not the narrative or the current agenda that you are speaking of. So I ask you, are you today increasingly finding that you are seeking the Word of God more frequently for comfort, strength, and ways to navigate the days that we're in? Today, the things we see being done were unthinkable 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, but now they are masqueraded to look different from what they really are, and the signs being given us as to the Lord's return are being distorted, even used for nefarious purposes. The world wants you angry and fearful. It wants you to be filled with envy and jealousy to the point of unbridled rage. It works to achieve within you a bitterness and a loneliness causing separations. Truth and common sense are being turned into lies and deception. I would leave you with these words to hold on to, especially on those days when you feel as though you just can't take another word or swallow another lie. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. And from Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And so, brothers and sisters, we do not place our hope in men, nor do we gain our strength from them. No, our help comes from the Lord. And so the next time when you look into the heavens, think of him and his return that is soon to come. And when you look up into the heavens and wonder if there is life out there, know that there is. And soon, very soon, you will meet him face to face. And the next time when you look up into the heavens, gaze upon the beauty displayed before you and be amazed by the work of his hand. There is another realm, another world, and it is the spiritual realm, and it is about to fully spill out upon the earth. Where will you be found on that day? Patiently waiting or fearful in anticipation? Are there aliens out there? Does it really matter? If it is so, then the Lord has dominion over them, as he also created them and all that was, that is, or will be. Don't be deceived into taking your heart, your mind, or your focus off of his return. But do keep looking up, for your redemption draws near, for soon he comes. Maranatha.